Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Great message here from Evan in Belt to start the morning. Great. Let me turn up my microphone a little bit. There we go. All right. Here we go. I've been off for a few days, so I'm going to be a little rusty. Well, let's be honest. I'm rusty anyway. We're pretty laid back, pretty casual around here. That's why the show is called Montana Talks, not Montana Scripted. We're not scripted. Just give us a call. We'll talk. No big whoop. It's like a coffee talk back on Saturday Night Live in the 90s, right? No big whoop. But great message from Evan in Belt came in about a half an hour ago here on the Montana Talks app. I was clearing through my email here and happened to spot this one before even seeing the printout. So Big John won't even show up for a photo for Montana Coffee. Is that a surprise? So what he's referring to is I got a story on our Montana Talks website right now, pieced it together while I was traveling back home yesterday afternoon. But yeah, earlier in the week, I don't know if you guys talked about this, but earlier in the week, Liberal Senator John Tester was asked by a couple of different national reporters for his take on Joe Biden's pardon of Hunter Biden. And John Tester was basically like, go ask somebody else. I'm getting the F out of here pretty soon. And now here's the thing. You might say, that's pretty funny. Ha, ha, ha. But here's the deal. He's basically doing that across the board. He ain't showing up for anything. He didn't show up at Veterans Day events as far as we could gather. He's not showing up to do the actual work right now. This Montana Coffee, practically the whole congressional delegation, and even one of the newly elected folks that isn't even officially a part of the delegation yet, was at the weekly Montana Coffee that they're always at every single Wednesday when they're in session, right? And anyway, Liberal Senator John Tester didn't even show up for that. Is he showing up for the Crow Tribe to get the Crow Revenue Act across the finish line? Is he showing up for our Stillwater miners who were laid off? I mean, the feds aren't doing squat for those guys right now. State's been, you know, doing everything they can, but where are the feds? Anyway, Evan and Belt says this. So Big John won't even show up at Montana Coffee. Is that a surprise? I say not. Just remember, this is the guy who is the chair of the Veterans Affairs Committee that had a private meeting with a pole dancer, all the while 15 people at the VA were wrapped up in an orgy at the office. You guys hear about that crazy story? I think that was actually in Tennessee. Two things here. The VA system needs to be completely revamped, and January can't come quick enough so we can get rid of this two-faced flat top who has got rich off of ripping off Montanans. One more thing. It's amazing to me that weak-kneed Republicans are falling for the smear campaign against Pete Hegseth as head of the DOD, all the while they allowed Biden to have his worthless, woke-supporting, four-star general who runs the department now. Anyway, there's another great half to that message from Evan in Belt. I want to share that right after this break. If I get distracted and forget, somebody remind me, because there's a couple more sentences in that message that you want to hear, that you need to hear.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperatures rebound to the upper 40s in Bozeman to about 53 in the Billings area. For tonight, skies stay clear as temperatures will bottom out in the upper 20s to mid-30s. And the outlook for the weekend does call for more sunshine Saturday, with high temperatures from the lower to middle 50s around the region. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
Securing America.
Soon-to-be outgoing Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin addressed cadets at West Point Wednesday, nearly 50 years after he graduated from the military academy. The secretary offering advice and lessons for those now in training to become the next generation of U.S. military commanders, reminding them
this is where leadership happens,
and that they will continue to grow in ability and in character.
We take really good people and we make them even better.
Secretary Austin told the cadets they have to lead with guts and humility, and by example, saying,
"The most important thing that you must do as a leader is to take care of your people. Take care of them, and they will follow you anywhere."
Secretary Austin, a member of the West Point class of 1975. Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
Shocking story out of Great Falls, Montana, about a sex offender who was released into the community. The offender, convicted of raping a deaf and developmentally disabled 13-year-old girl, but was let out by the liberal Montana Supreme Court. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We've got that full story thanks to the Great Falls Police Department, who just sent out an alert to the community about the danger being presented. Full story, MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, like I said, the second half of the message from Evan in Belt here, talking about Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense. Yeah, Evan, let me just say this, too, before I read the second half of your message. Since I've had a few days off, I actually listened to a couple audiobooks, which was nice because part of it, I love having the hard copy of books because I like to highlight things and take notes and, you know, bookmark things so I can, you know, mention some of the highlights when I'm on the when I'm back on the radio. But to be honest, I read all day long, all the freaking time when I'm doing this show, when I'm constantly prepping for this show. So it was so nice to just sit back, because sometimes it's like, man, the last thing I want to do is go read even more than I'm already reading. So it was so nice to just sit back and listen to some books. Two books that I've listened to, one, Government Gangsters by Kash Patel, who President Trump nominated to be the director of the FBI. His book is absolutely incredible. Must read. Highly recommend. And even if you're just walking through a bookstore, go back and flip through the appendixes. Or do you say appendices? You guys tell me. Go look for like Appendix A, Appendix B, Appendix C, because that was where I wished I had a hard copy of the book. I'm listening to Kash Patel talk about, here are specifics of what needs to happen to fix the Department of Justice. Here are specific things that need to happen to fix the Department of Defense, because he's operated in both sectors, right? And then he listed out, here are the deep state actors who are destroying this country. And I was like, man, I want to be highlighting this whole section here. And it's like, oh, he listed it out in the appendix. He took all of these ideas that he has to fix this corrupt Department of Injustice. He has all these great ideas to fix our Department of Defense. And he lists them out, not just in a chapter in the book, but he listed them out in the appendix. Make it easy for us to find. That's great. It's exactly why somebody like Kash Patel needs to be confirmed to head up the FBI. And then I've been listening. I'm almost done. I almost got all the way through Pete Hegseth's book. Let me pull up the audio app that I was using to listen to his book on so that I can share it with you here, just so I get the title exactly right. Come on, phone. Here we go. The War on Warriors. The War on Warriors. And I was thinking about just listening to Pete Hegseth's book. And it was like, man, if you could come up with a compilation, if you could write a book based off of all the Freedom Friday, happy Freedom Friday, by the way, to all of you out there, if you could come up with a book featuring all of our Freedom Friday conversations over the years with our friend George Blackard, and you were to sum up, hey, here's some problems with the VA, here's some problems with the military right now and all this woke BS. If you could sum up all those conversations and put it into a book, you would have Pete Hegseth's The War on Warriors. So definitely a great listen or a great read, whichever way you choose to digest it. But here's what Evan and Belt had to say. He says, let me rewind just a little bit here. He was criticizing even some of these weak-kneed Republicans who are falling for, or want to pretend that they're falling for, of course, the smear campaign against Pete Hegseth to head up the Department of Defense. All the while, they allowed Biden to have his worthless, woke-supporting four-star general who runs the department now. Not to mention, of course, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, right, Evan? He says, I'm for Pete. He may have had some struggles in the past. Who hasn't? But at least he doesn't wear lipstick, use the women's bathroom, and support chopping off body parts of our servicemen and women. As a veteran, I can't even believe this is happening in our military. What a damn disgrace. Exactly right, Evan. But President Trump is going to fix this. He is going to turn it around. And I fully believe, I said it on Jesse Kelly's program a couple weeks ago, I fully believe that if we get, that once we get Commander-in-Chief like Donald J. Trump back in there, once we get a Secretary, if we can get a Secretary of Defense like Pete Hegseth in there to turn this ship around, I think you are going to see a massive increase in recruitment. You're already seeing, who was it, Senator Bill Hagerty out of Tennessee made this point. You're already seeing a massive increase in reenlistments. So for the non-veteran folks out there, you get it most likely anyway. But a reenlistment is, this is somebody who's serving in the military right now, and their contract is up. They're free and clear. They could go back to the farm. They could go back to the ranch. They could go launch their own new business. Or they could just say, you know what, forget it all. I'm going to go to the beach somewhere. But they're saying, no, you know what? Now, before they were saying, they were doing that. They're like, I'm out of here. Forget this. This COVID mandate, shot garbage, the woke BS they're shoving down our throats, the men that they want to allow in women's showers, the nonstop creation of new wars or getting us involved in all these other entanglements while we deplete our own resources here in America to defend ourselves. We're out of here. But now, just because Donald J. Trump was elected and they see hope on the horizon, the reenlistments are already starting to increase. So I think Donald J. Trump gets back in there, And you get a strong Secretary of Defense who clearly has a plan to fix this nonsense, and not just reform things in the swamp in Washington, but reform things in headquarters across the country. I think you're going to see soaring recruitment levels as well. Not to mention just retention levels that are apparently already on the rise. Okay, let's see. Quick break. Speaking of Pete Hegseth, let's start there, since that's where Evan and Belt started with our Montana Talks messages this morning. He spoke to reporters on Capitol Hill. I'll play part of that audio coming up after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Those words from boxer Mike Tyson ring true as you examine the budget priorities of our leaders these days. That's always been the case, but these days the potential punches seem to be coming from all around. The plan, as expressed in spending and budgets, is clearly to prioritize social spending. Entitlement spending continues on autopilot, consuming more than half of the budget. Big new programs addressing infrastructure, green energy, not to mention cancellation of college student debt. But getting hit in the mouth might change all that. Chinese ships are encircling Taiwan. Houthi rebels have shut down the Suez Canal. And Russian poison gas is being used next door to NATO in Europe. Does our defense budget acknowledge that? Another punch might come from the international capital markets should they suddenly turn sour on financing the trillions of new debt our Treasury sells to the world to pay for the things the taxpayers won't shell out for. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. Research into the life and death of one of the world's rarest species of whales could lead to scientific discoveries to benefit human life. Scientists and culture experts at New Zealand's Department of Conservation set to examine a spade-toothed whale. It washed up on a New Zealand beach in July. Next to nothing is known about the rare species. It's never been seen alive at sea. Joy Reidenberg is with the Mount Sinai Icahn School of Medicine.
This animal is probably about as extreme as you can get. And what we are interested in is not only how these animals died, but how they lived. And in discovering how they lived, we are hoping to find discoveries that we can apply back to the human condition. Because there are some diseases that mimic these extreme environments. And if we could see how these whales survive in places we cannot, we might be able to trace some of those diseases.
Only 7 of this kind of whale have ever been spotted, and all were dead. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Wayne Nordlund. Cattle prices, beef demand, and weather. They're very important topics for all farmers and ranchers across Western Ag Network country. And this week, the Montana Stock Growers Association is holding its 140th annual convention in Billings, Montana. And keynote speakers at the convention have provided key insights on these important topics to help equip ranchers for the year ahead. Livestock industry analyst Dr. Neville Spear had these thoughts on beef demand despite lower cow herd numbers.
You know, my favorite expression about this is that consumers are the business ultimately, right? Every dollar that comes into this business comes because a consumer spent something either at the retail level or at a restaurant, what have you. You know, in a year in which the number one concern among consumers has been inflation, beef continues to forge ahead, both at the retail level and also at the wholesale level. Consumers are just not pushing back. And, you know, sometimes producers will challenge you on that. And when is the consumer finally going to quit spending? Well, we've been saying that for 10 years, right? It's just been an amazing story that continues. And it's largely because of beef quality and then the investment we've made in terms of promotion and research and what have you. It's paying off in terms of real dividends.
Spear encouraged convention attendees to keep a close eye on their operations.
Prices are incredible, and it's very easy to kind of enter into euphoria. And we are forecasting record profits for cow-calf producers next year. Now is not the time to be complacent. There's too much equity at risk. Always try to work at building a floor, whether that's through LRP or options or futures, however you're going to manage risk. But it's really an important part of this.
That was livestock industry analyst Dr. Neville Spear, keynote speaker at the Montana Stock Growers Convention held up in Billings, Montana.
Cattle producers, it's known as one of America's best. The Pays Blue Ribbon Stock Cow and Bred Heifer Sale in Billings, Montana. And on Tuesday and Wednesday, December 10th and 11th, 8,000 heads sell, including 2,000 bred heifers and 6,000 bred cows. It's your chance to stock your cattle operation with some of the best genetics in today's beef cattle industry. Sale time is 9 a.m. both days. For a complete list of consignments, visit publicauctionyards.com. Looking for unbeatable deals on used equipment? Then look no further than C&B, your local John Deere dealer of choice. Right now on our clearance center, we've got a 2023 John Deere 8R410 tractor with 411 hours, auto track ready with ultimate comfort package and a Gen 4 display. Now clearance to just $439,000. Want to see more clearance equipment? Then head to C&B today or visit DeereEquipment.com/clearance. But don't wait. This unit won't last long.
USDA is boosting support for farmers facing crop setbacks by announcing an increase in replant payments for most producers beginning with the crop year 2026. This initiative, they say, will provide financial assistance to farmers who need to replant insured crops damaged by uninsurable costs of loss. The RMA says the enhancement in replant payments underscores the agency's commitment to sustain agricultural productivity and economic sustainability. Replant payment factors have not been updated since they were established in the 1990s. RMA reviewed replant payment factors to ensure they reflect current replanting costs. The agency determined most small grains and coarse grain crops will receive a significant increase. I'm Wayne Nordlund, Western Ag Network.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's see. This was a headline that caught my eye yesterday. I think Tom Luty shared this on X. It's a headline from the liberal Montana Free Press. Irrigators hopeful lame duck Congress will deliver funding for Milk River repairs. I'll get to the Pete Hegseth audio from his little gaggle with reporters on Capitol Hill in a few minutes here. But anyway, yeah, this headline caught my eye. So you guys know that the Milk River Irrigation Project, it's the lifeline to the High Line, and it's gone dry. And they were saying that it could go dry not only through the next growing season, that it may stay dry even beyond that, past next August, frankly. But this story is a great example of pre-election media and post-election media. So when I saw this headline, I just had to kind of shake my head and laugh here. It's like, I mean, this is, even though it's not a laughing story, right? I mean, here are these Democrats that have got all this money for all these other countries, and even some Republicans, right? But no, the high line has gone dry. And, you know, John Tester gave all this money to all these illegal aliens, all these other countries. And he's putting his buddies into key positions of power, like the eco-terrorist ruling against Montana oil, gas, and coal and agriculture as the head of the Bureau of Land Management. Yet the high line is going dry. But this is the headline. Irrigators hopeful lame duck Congress will deliver funding for Milk River repairs. And when I saw that headline yesterday, I'm like, wait a minute. I thought the liberal media told us that John Tester already took care of this. John Tester already funded this, already paid for this. It's just going to take time to get the work done. But the funding was already there. That's certainly what they made it look like pre-election, right? And then the rest of us out here are trying to call BS and saying, wait a minute. What's the holdup? Why is it going dry? Why is it going to possibly be dry even after next August? What's the deal here? And why wouldn't he even fund a short-term solution? So anyway, but yeah, the pre-election media wanted you to think, don't worry. It's already been paid for. John Tester got the money, because that's what they do, is they prop up the Democrats. You watch, we're already seeing it with the coverage from the Montana legislature. We're already seeing the biased coverage. This liberal media in Montana can't even tell you who a man is and who a woman is. They're calling a he a her. And making the man pretending to be a woman look like a hero while bashing actual women. And this is the same liberal media that before the election, they made you think, oh, no, the Milk River's going to be all taken care of. Don't you worry about it. Yeah, John Tester paid for it all. It's like they all turned into Bill Clinton voices. And then now they're like, oh, will the lame duck Congress deliver funding? You guys made it sound like the funding was already covered. All right. Anyway, looks like we got some callers on the phone lines. We'll get to here in about 60 seconds. And then I promise I'll get to the Pete Hegseth guy with a biased report there. Give me a break. All right. You heard just a quick soundbite there from Pete Hegseth and that gaggle with reporters yesterday. But we've got the full audio thanks to the Trump War Room. That we'll share with you here in a couple of minutes. First up on the phone lines, Tim in Billings. Tim, good to hear from you.
Good morning, Aaron. Welcome back. It's always nice to get the first string back in there.
I don't know about Danny that. The backbencher is back.
Danny did a great job, but it's always nice to have your first string in there. So your efforts are always greatly appreciated.
You're too kind. Thank you.
It's pretty disgusting to see, one, how the media and the left, they go back to the same playbook. They're swift voting, Pete Hegseth, they're Kavanaugh-ing him, whatever term you want to use, whatever time frame in history you want to use for doing the exact same thing over and over and over. And it's just, how gullible do we have to be to keep falling for this and care what these people think? They're going to say whatever they have to say to try to get your feathers ruffled. Just ignore them. And I was listening last night, and I heard there was a gentleman filling in for Mark Levin, I think, and he said Joni Ernst is kind of being a holdout on this, and that the rumors are that she may think that she's going to get that nomination. I guarantee you that if she's submarining Pete Hegseth and President Trump finds out that she was the reason that he gets thwarted, she won't sniff a cabinet position. She will get primary. She better figure that out. I know she was, you know, if I recall, she came through and she was campaigning with Tim Sheehy. Maybe he ought to call her back and say, thank you very much for your support. Pull your head out of your rear end if you're doing this and get on board with us, because.
Well, I think Joni Ernst is already, feeling the heat and feeling the pressure, because now people are starting to pore over her record and saying, wait a minute, because Pete Hegseth had some previous marriage troubles, you're going to try to use that to – to tank his nomination to be Secretary of Defense. It's like, well, didn't you have some challenges on that front as well? I mean, give me a break here. And so now, now MAGA world on Twitter and elsewhere, X and elsewhere, is looking at her record and saying, huh, well, what about this? What about that? What? And so, yeah, you want to play these games with Pete Hegseth and President Trump's nominees, then, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes, because they will start going after your record and things like that. Enough of these games, enough of this nonsense. Get this country moving forward. Start making America great again, and we've got to make the Pentagon great again as well.
Absolutely, and the people who are resisting this, they need to realize the legacy media is dead. It's in its death throes. The new media is people on Twitter, it's people with podcasts, things of that nature, and
it's everyday people. Yeah, everyday people. You are the media now. You are the media. Everyday people. All right, Tim, thanks for the call. Back right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, very cool. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we got Jimmy Failla, the great former New York City cab driver and stand-up comedian. Remember, we had him here in Montana. What was it? Last spring, I think that was. I think it was right before Easter. Jimmy Failla was here in Montana. We even got to enjoy a cigar with him at the Capital Club Cigar Lounge in Helena afterwards, and the after show having a cigar with Jimmy was even more funny than the actual comedy show itself. Such a great time. But he's got something big coming up here. In fact, Caden, if you can you print up the notes for that special announcement that Fox News Radio has for us here with Jimmy Failla? So I got that in front of me here in the next few minutes. That'd be great. Real quick, I'm going to play the first half of Pete Hegseth's remarks, and then we got another caller on the phone lines here, but I want to get to these Pete Hegseth remarks here before we quickly run out of time. Pete Hegseth, here's part of what he had to tell reporters on Capitol Hill after meeting personally with several senators about his nomination to be Secretary of Defense.
Good everybody. I just want to relay that it has been a great week. It's been a great day. Great day yesterday on the Hill meeting with senators, earning every vote. Have a great deal of respect for this process. Advice and counsel have gotten great advice. We don't take anything for granted. The conversations have been robust, candid at times, with great questions on policy, personality, everything. So we're going to earn those votes. We're fighting all the way through the tape. We're grateful to have the president's support because his vision for this Department of Defense is to bring it back to its core capacity of deterring our enemies and, if necessary, defeating those enemies. And that means, ultimately, putting war fighting at the middle of what the Pentagon does. No more social justice, politically correct approaches to how we fight and conduct wars. This is about lethality, meritocracy, readiness, war fighting, and accountability. And I'm grateful that President Trump has bestowed this opportunity on me. This process has been a very good one, despite all the noise on the outside. Had a great interview with Megyn Kelly yesterday, and we'll continue to answer questions specifically to senators, who are the ones that deserve answers to every question they have. And in every office we've stood in, we welcomed that opportunity. It has been a great week. It's a process that's ongoing, and we look forward to finishing it.
All right, then there's a little bit more Q&A. That goes with that audio from the Trump War Room as well. We'll share that here in just a second. But first, Nancy in Roundup on the phone lines. Nancy, good to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, Montana Talks family, and welcome back, Aaron. You sound really rested and ready to go. So,
that's right.
That's good. Everybody needs to get away.
That's right.
And a special good morning to our men and women in uniform, wherever you may be. I want to talk a little bit about this United Healthcare CEO that was gunned down 3 days ago in New York City. This is a warning sign. I think Americans are being are really fed up with being fleeced in our healthcare system and also by Obamacare. And I want to tell you something. I found out that people who are getting operations, if their doctor spends more time than what was originally scheduled for, say, 45-minute operation, and they find something else, and there's complications, they have to spend another 15 or 20 minutes, that the patient is being billed for this extra time being under anesthesia. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm so glad that there's a switch that Mitch McConnell was leaving, because he was supposed to do something about Obamacare. And I'm hoping to God that in January and after January, they're getting after Big Pharma, but also they're going to get after this Obamacare, because we won't have Mitch McConnell in the way. And that's got to be terminated, because we are really being seized, and everybody keep be aware of this. So. And Chuck Schumer is still trying to push that Big Pharma bill. He's still trying to get Big Pharma billions of dollars because of Obamacare. So keep up on this, because it's just not looking good for us.
Yeah, I was reading through some of my email traffic, you know, just trying to, you know, see if I missed anything, because usually, you know, there's just hundreds of emails that come in every day anyway. But there was one notice from the state auditor's office here in Montana that said, you know, hey, here's our webinar on why insurance rates are going up. And it's like, you remember when Donald Trump was president the last go around, and what he did to keep insurance rates lower and the lower cost of prescription drugs and more. And so I'm very excited with Jim Brown heading into the state auditor's office, and him being able to work with the Trump administration to turn some of that stuff around. Because, yeah, they're once again, they're just deliberately, the left is deliberately trying to destroy private sector health care coverage so that they can try to force us all into government health care coverage. And if you've heard anything from our veterans all across America, you do not want to be totally reliant on government-run health care. That is for sure. All right, Nancy, great to hear from you. Here's more. Pete Hegseth, I think this is Jackie Heinrich from Fox News with this question. I may be wrong, but anyway, here's a little bit more of that Q&A with reporters on Capitol Hill with Pete Hegseth, President Trump's nominee to head up to fix the Department of Defense.
Will you support the release of that whistleblower report for the concern?
It's very interesting what the press likes to dub a whistleblower report, which some others might clarify as an email from a disgruntled employee, one might say.
So would you support the release of that?
Have you convinced Joni Ernst?
You on the issue of alcohol? No, we've had great conversations about who I am and what I believe, and frankly, the man I am today. Because of my faith in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and my incredible wife, Jenny, right here, I'm a different man than I was years ago. And that's a redemption story that I think a lot of Americans appreciate. And I know from fellow vets that I've spent time with, they resonate with that as well. You fight, you go do tough things in tough places on behalf of your country, and sometimes that changes you a little bit. And by the grace of God and my Lord and Savior, I had an opportunity to come on up out of it and do great things with great veterans organizations that fought for vets, that fought for reform at the VA and for war fighters, and at the Fox News Channel to advocate for those very same causes. And I'm proud of what I fought for. I'm not going to back down from them one bit. I will answer all of these senators' questions, but this will not be a process tried in the media. I don't answer to anyone in this group, none of you, not to that camera at all. I answer to President Trump, who received 76 million votes on behalf and a mandate for change. I answer to the 100 senators who are part of this process and those in the committee. And I answer to my Lord and Savior and my wife and my family. I'm proud to be here. And as long as Donald Trump wants me in this fight, I'm going to be standing right here in this fight, fighting to bring our Pentagon back to what it needs to be.
What have your senators on
fire? All right, great message there from Pete Hegseth. Yeah, and I'm glad that he is not backing down. President Trump is not backing down on this either, because, look, I think it's no coincidence that Donald Trump has selected Pete Hegseth for the Department of Defense. It's no coincidence that he selected Kash Patel to head up the FBI, because both of these men have been bold, courageous advocates for, in Kash Patel's instance, for justice. And then in Pete Hegseth's, well, justice as well, military. But But they both have laid out detailed plans. They both have been able to define the problem. Pete Hegseth has defined the problem within the military. He's defined the problem set within the Department of Defense. But not only has he defined the problem, and defining the problem is important, because if you can't define the problem, then how can you identify the solutions? He's not only defined the problems, he's identified solutions. And he's got the backbone to actually get it done. And a commander-in-chief who will support him to get the job done. And then Kash Patel, same type of thing. He has identified the problems both in the DOJ and the DOJ in the DOD. And again, I got a chance to listen to his Government Gangsters audiobook while I was on a vacation for a few days, and it's absolutely incredible because he saw the way Kash Patel saw how basically these politicized clowns in our federal government. Back at the headquarters, back in Washington, D.C., which is why we need to start moving more of these federal agency heads out of our capital, because they have become capital creatures that are captive to pure straight-up politics. But the biggest takeaway from Kash Patel's book for me was Kash Patel outlined how when he was a prosecutor at the Department of Justice, how, the Washington headquarters folks – the political, appointees, et cetera, and the higher-ups would throw their prosecutors under the bus in a heartbeat or fail to stand up for their prosecutors if it meant protecting their reputation with not just the Washington establishment but with the Democrat Party and the media establishment that is one and the same as the Democrat Party. And he outlined in his book how not only would they do this at the Department of Justice, but the Department of Defense was the same way. They will throw their soldiers under the bus if it means advancing their own careers, advancing or protecting their own reputations, getting the next promotion, staying in that little, circle of Washington, D.C. Same thing at DOJ, same thing at DOD.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Why won't Europe allow the importation of American food? Now think about that. That's pretty profound, isn't it? Because they don't like the chemicals. They don't like the coloring. They don't like the preservatives. They don't like the hormones that are used to grow our food, be it vegetables, fruits, whatever, and our meat. Why do people in Japan live 10 years longer than the average American? Could there be a connection between the food that we eat and can we improve the health of Americans, or at least give them the choice to improve it with knowledge? Again, as long as it's all, the choice will be yours. You can get the cheaper version and the hormones and the chemicals, or you can pay for a better quality.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperatures rebound to the upper 40s in Bozeman to about 53 in the Billings area. For tonight, skies stay clear as temperatures will bottom out in the upper 20s to mid 30s. And the outlook for the weekend does call for more sunshine Saturday with high temperatures from the lower to middle 50s around the region. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frommer.
Shocking story out of Great Falls, Montana, about a sex offender who was released into the community. The offender, convicted of raping a deaf and developmentally disabled 13-year-old girl, but was let out by the liberal Montana Supreme Court. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We've got that full story. Thanks to the Great Falls Police Department, who just sent out an alert to the community about the danger.
Where your journey begins.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, this is our shortest segment of the hour. We only got about 4 minutes or so here, but I will take every second we have possible to chat with our friend Jimmy Failla, the great former New York City cab driver and stand-up comedian. You guys now see him on Fox News Saturday night as well. Jimmy, great to have you on the show as always. Tell us about your show coming up this night of comedy.
So, Aaron Flint, let me tell you something. First of all, it's great to hear your voice. We are defunding the joke police, okay, December 12th. It's called A Night of Comedy. It's myself, Jim Brewer, Adam Carolla, Anthony Rodia, a fantastic Italian comic. I think he got started in the witness protection program. I'm not going to lie. He's very Italian. He's moved around the country a lot. I don't quite know what's going on, but he's a funny guy. And it's going to be streaming on Fox Nation. It's next Thursday. If you don't subscribe to Fox Nation, get the app. You'll watch it live. And essentially, Aaron, we're going to be telling a lot of jokes that we couldn't say on TV or we'd get fired. A fun night. And it's the same app that we had the Patriot Awards on last night. Last night I was doing live comedy in front of President Trump in the same venue we'll be at next week, which is called the Tillis Center out in New York. Pretty wild stuff to be telling jokes about Trump. And he's looking at you, shaking his head.
No rules, no themes, nothing is off limits. It sounds like we're sitting at that cigar lounge after your show in Helena, Montana, earlier this year.
And to be clear, nothing was off limits in the cigar lounge.
That's right.
A lot of different places. I don't know that we could do that on TV either. Good point.
I don't know. I think if you had picked up President Trump's cell phone and started calling his family members and then roasting him directly to his family members, then it would be like being at the cigar lounge in Helena again. That was a great time, man.
That was awesome.
This sounds like the comedy I grew up with back in the 90s.
Yeah.
That was just that.
Yep.
It was real comedy, and you know, it was BET Comic View. It was In Living Color and SNL when they were good and more.
Yep, that's what it is. It's basically a time machine. Like, we're teleporting people back next Thursday to an era where people knew the difference between a joke and a hate crime. And we'll make fun of everything, obviously ourselves just the same, but it's what comedy was supposed to be. And it's a sign, by the way, that we're winning, that free speech is winning again, because nobody is concerned with being canceled on a night like, you know, the one we're having next week. Because we realize all the people trying to cancel comedians, nobody likes them. You know, you're never going to be at a party, Aaron, and go, I can't wait until the guy who gets offended at everything shows up. You know? Because, and if you are, you're out of luck because that guy doesn't get invited to parties. You know? So we're going for it. It's going to be a rowdy night, man.
That's right. It's like I saw CNBC. I don't know if this was accurate or not, but it sounded good to me. Apparently, there was some survey that if people put their pronouns on their resumes, that employers are less likely to hire them. And it's like, you know, yeah, maybe people are just thinking we need a little less divisiveness. You know, we don't need that guy that's just going to cause problems. Let's have let's have just the fun people.
Yep. And that's where it's headed. Like, the country is trending in a good direction, as you know. And it does feel like the 1980s Reagan-era America. Like, even Hulk Hogan is back. Like, it's very 1980s. We got to go find Mr. T and complete this thing. Let's go.
It really does. I'm going to go get some hammer pants. I remember going to the mall in Billings in like, 1988, and I got, like, this American flag F-16 fighter jet, T-shirt. It does. It feels like the 80s again. America's back, baby.
It's awesome. And it's only going to come back further December 12th. I'm just telling people because I care. If you don't have Fox Nation, like I know they watch me on TV or you might see Gutfeld, You'll see something. It's an entirely different animal when you watch live stand-up comedy. And there's so many more places we get to go that it really is, I don't know what to tell you. It's like escapism. You'll feel better having watched it. That's all I could say, which is a bold promise for a guy who gets paid in moonshine mozzarella sticks.
That's right. Jimmy Failla, looking forward to it. Always great to catch up with you.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Those words from boxer Mike Tyson ring true as you examine the budget priorities of our leaders these days. That's always been the case, but these days the potential punches seem to be coming from all around. The plan, as expressed in spending and budgets, is clearly to prioritize social spending. Entitlement spending continues on autopilot, consuming more than half of the budget. Big new programs addressing infrastructure, green energy, not to mention cancellation of college student debt. But getting hit in the mouth might change all that. Chinese ships are encircling Taiwan. Houthi rebels have shut down the Suez Canal. And Russian poison gas is being used next door to NATO in Europe. Does our defense budget acknowledge that? Another punch might come from the international capital markets should they suddenly turn sour on financing the trillions of new debt our Treasury sells to the world to pay for the things that taxpayers won't shell out for. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.